Psalm 146, Preface. Thankfulness comprises the knowledge and the acknowledgement of the benefits received, together with the returning of praise to God for His goodness. Unto true thankfulness we are urged by the consideration of God's goodness and grace. By His goodness, He daily and richly provides us with all that we need for this body and life. And by His grace, He purchased us with His own blood and adorns us with the righteousness of His dear Son. And looking to ourselves, we must confess that we deserve no good at the hands of our God, because we have not praised Him as we ought, and have not walked in His commandments as we should have done. How then should we be so insensible of His mercies as not to be moved unto thankfulness? Without any hypocrisy or dissimulation, we should confess that we have nothing of ourselves, but what we have is from above, from the Father of light, from whom are all good and all perfect gifts. And never should we forget that true thankfulness must and will also show in our works. A thankful child will be eager to do what is pleasing to the Father. Unto such thankfulness the 146th Psalm exhorts. Of true trust in God. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth, he returns to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keeps truth forever, which executes judgment for the oppressed, which gives food to the hungry. The Lord loosed the prisoners. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord preserves the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Summary. We pilgrims on this earth should look well where we place our trust, that it may rest on a sure and an abiding foundation, and we may not be deceived in our hope. Flesh and blood is always inclined to build its trust on earthly things, especially to look to men of power and influence for promotion, employment, and other advantages. This is an uncertain trust which must finally fail. Man is like the grass, today fresh and green, tomorrow withered and dead. Hope thou in God, He is the true helper. When He helps, we are helped, and He is a God who looks to those that need help. He has an ear for the cries of the helpless who appeal to Him, and His own compassion soon constrains Him to say, I must be up and I must help them. Blessed are they whose help is the God of Jacob. Let them praise the Lord. Prayer. Many a time hast thou, O Lord our God, been our help in the time of need. Many a time hast thou guarded us in danger and kept us from evil. Thanks and praise be unto thee for thy merciful kindness. Withdraw not thy hand from us because of our sins, but remember thy great mercy, and let thy grace and help be with us at all times, through Jesus Christ. Amen.